Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on chumbacasino.com. I looked over the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's chumbacasino.com and live the Chumba life. No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited
by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus. It's time for today's Lucky Land horoscope with Victoria Cash. Life's gotten mundane, so shake up the daily routine and be adventurous with a trip to Lucky Land. You know what they say, your chance to win starts with a spin. So go to LuckyLandSlots.com to play over 100 social casino-style games for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Get lucky today at LuckyLandSlots.com.
Available to players in the U.S., excluding Washington and Michigan. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void or prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Every morning, Darren Armstrong talks Big Brother, looking at the stuff from yesterday. All the drama, all the strategy and silliness from Theo to HOH. Every single season, you know he is the reason. You know what's happening. Rob said that he could do it. Tomorrow he will do it again.
Hello, everyone, and good morning. Welcome to our live feed update for October 3rd. I'm your host, Aaron Armstrong, and with me today, it's Liana. How are you doing, Liana?
I'm doing well. I think there was a lot of question about how the fallout from the triple eviction was going to go, and I think we got some answers today. We got nominations. So, you know, I mean, relatively an interesting day, especially compared to some of the previous weeks we've had.
Yes. So the day is really just, you know, trying to lock in the plan for Cody and making sure that everything is going along smoothly for the end game here. So we're going to get into it all as we are here to update you and everything that happened yesterday on the Big Brother 22 live feeds. It was day 59 in the house. Just about about 3.5 weeks.
Yes, that's right. 1, 2, 3. Yeah, I mean, 3.5 weeks because the weeks are front loaded because we finish, I believe, on the 28th of mm-hmm. October. So, and I mean, we only have 6 people left in the house, right? Everybody is playing veto. The nomination pickings are slim. So this definitely now feels, especially because we got the jump from 9 to 6. Mm-hmm. Like this really is the end game.
Truly, truly. All right. Well, so. Just to catch you up, Cody, again, is the HOH. He plans on nominating Tyler and Christmas. The plan is to evict Christmas. The reason being, if Christmas is evicted, then going into the following week at the final five, Memphis and Tyler should hopefully target each other. And even if they don't target each other, at the very least, they would be options to put on the block, whereas Memphis and Christmas would not put each other on the block. They would put up any combination of Cody, Enzo, and Nicole, whereas Tyler and Memphis would put up a combination of possibly Cody, Nicole, and Memphis, or Cody, Nicole, and Tyler, which is better because if Enzo's off the block, then he is a vote to keep one of them. And just the overall, they have more odds as a trio of Cody, Nicole, and Enzo of staying in the game. And so that is the reason why they're trying to evict Christmas this week over Tyler. But in order to do it right and maintain those odds, they need to maintain the status quo and make sure that Memphis doesn't get pissed off that they're trying to evict Christmas. They need to make sure that Nicole is on board. They need to make sure that Tyler is like okay enough and still trusts Enzo by the end of the week. So there are still things that they need to accomplish throughout the day and throughout the week to make this happen.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, definitely. I mean, this is where a lot of the subtle gameplay is so critical, because you're trying to, you know, Cody is going to be overt in the sense that he will put up Tyler and Christmas. Yet from the same perspective, they have to be more subtle with how they handle, especially Memphis. He really seems to be the critical piece this week, especially because if you look at the three votes, assuming that Tyler and Christmas stay on the block, it is Enzo, Nicole, and Memphis. And Memphis has a tendency to not tell people what he's doing. He also has a tendency to just go with what he wants. And so I was really keeping a close eye on him today, but we will see how all of this plays out and talk through everything from yesterday.
Yes. All right. Well, Cody and Memphis have a conversation in the morning, and Memphis is already pretty upset with Christmas. He feels like she was probably the instigator in this attempted vote flip against Nicole, which pisses him off because he told her, "I want David out." And he was the HOH, and she didn't listen to him. And Cody's like, "Well, I mean, I feel like they probably came up with the plan together, but yes, be mad at Christmas."
Yes, please. Let me feed that more, because I think Cody, in his heart of hearts, I think he says it later to Enzo, knows that or believes that Tyler was the one who was the catalyst for this plan. But of course, because Cody wants Memphis to vote out or at least be OK with Christmas going, he's definitely willing to be like, oh, yeah, Christmas, you know, Christmas probably could have been the one that did that. And it was really funny to hear them talk about like Tyler as the wounded bird again, because I believe Memphis here was saying something like, does Tyler really have it in him to be that aggressive? Like, did you not watch Big Brother 20? But that works for Cody's narrative, so he's totally fine with it.
Yeah, you know, it's, I have to credit Tyler or credit Cody a bit for this, that he has consistently not underestimated Tyler in a game where in his first season he was constantly the wounded bird. This season, people like Danny, Nicole, Enzo, so many people, even Memphis to a degree. Memphis has kept his eye on Tyler for sure, but like, so many people are prone to underestimating Tyler because he has that wounded bird kind of thing going on. And this season, he really is a little bit of a wounded bird at times. But Cody has never stopped looking at Tyler as a threat to him, and he has always tried to picture Tyler as doing even more than maybe he even does, but has kept it in the right mindset of like, he doesn't get over paranoid that like, okay, he's doing too much, I need him to go. It's like, nah, I can keep him around, but I need to watch out for what could he be doing. And now he's still kind of in the spot where he needs him to be.
Yeah, I mean, it's a hard line to walk, because if you overestimate someone's potential, you can get paranoid. If you underestimate their potential, then you're not going to see it coming when they stab you in the back. And that's something that I do think we have to compliment Cody on. I think here he still recognizes the close relationship that he does have with Tyler, even though he's worried about him. But we heard Cody talk about the Christmas of it all last week when he was rattling off his preferred boot order, and Christmas was always there. So this whole discussion about, oh, who tried to flip the vote on Nicole, for Cody at least feels a little bit like window dressing, even though it gives him an easy excuse, because we know that Christmas was his target from, you know, weeks ago.
Yeah, because again, like the real reason he's getting rid of Christmas is to cut yep. Memphis off, and to make sure that there's not a duo coming into the final five. So Cody talks to Tyler, and Tyler is like, "I screwed up, man. I'm sorry. I shouldn't have voted against you guys." And Cody's like, "I mean, look, it looked a certain way." And it gives me a narrative to use here, with my nominations. So I think you can see why, yeah, I have to do the things I got to do here.
There was something weird about the way that Cody was speaking about this. He said something about like, it was like something about appeasing a narrative or like appeasing other people. And it was like, look, I get it when there was the big majority. I mean, I guess there's still technically a big majority, big relative. But like, bro, you don't have to do that anymore. Like, if I were in Tyler's position, like he's suspicious, rightfully so. But I think even if Okay, let me restart. So because Tyler is not Cody's target, we know that. And Tyler doesn't necessarily know that he feels targeted. So it's almost like he's more paranoid than necessarily he should be. However, the fact that Cody is willing to put Tyler up on the block, it's an easy excuse to say, well, because you voted this different way. But if you really cared about somebody and you really didn't want them to go home, you wouldn't risk putting them on the block at this stage in the game. So Tyler really needs to recognize that, like, look, Cody is willing to do this regardless of whatever his excuse is. Like, that should be something that pops up as a major red flag.
Yes, definitely. But I mean, like, you might as it's one of those situations, like, you might as well make up the lie just in case they believe it. But you are right that there's not a lot of, like, it's hard to, if you're putting somebody up on the block at final six, it's going to be difficult to really convince them that it wasn't, something good. I mean, granted, you know, Dan did it to Memphis multiple times late in the game, but that was Dan. Tyler says, man, look, David told me he had the votes. I thought the votes were there. I thought Christmas and Enzo were both in. He says the only reason he wanted Nicole to go in the first place is because of how close she was with Danny. And he felt like that David would target Danny. So that's why he wanted to keep David around. But, you know, it is now Danny's gone. Like, it's all good. It's all fine. Cody assures him, I have no intention of letting you go on my HOH. I've already talked to Nicole. She's already going to keep you. And Tyler's like, she's going to keep me? Really?
Yeah, I mean, I also, when Puya told me yesterday, he was like, oh, yeah, it's going to be Cody is going to put up Tyler and Christmas. I was like, oh, no, because I started counting the votes. And I was like, if I didn't know how betrayed Nicole felt by Christmas, I would also think that Nicole would be willing to vote out Tyler. So that's why I do think Tyler has the right to be worried. And Tyler straight up says to Cody in this conversation, like, look, man, I feel like if I go up, I'm going home.
Yeah. Cody's like, dude, you just need to be cool this week. You just need to not spin yourself out. You're gonna be okay, I promise. Yeah, I got you. But this is the plan.
Yep. Unwavering, which I did appreciate, right? He made it pretty clear that, like, look, bro, you're going up. I'm sorry about that. So from a jury management perspective, I thought that was probably the good way to go about it. But yes, Tyler is rightfully suspicious.
Mm-hmm. Cody talks to Nicole afterwards. He tells her that Memphis believes that Christmas was behind the vote flip. And Nicole, she's dead to me. Ultimate betrayal. She didn't say it that time. She said she was dead to her.
Yeah, she's dead to me. It was fabulous. I didn't know. I mean, I knew Nicole was obviously pissed at Christmas, right? Like last night or two nights ago, I guess, when she was like, why don't she just leave me alone? Why does she want to sleep in here? She keeps, you know, she feels guilty. She keeps making me slop, all that stuff. Nicole is not happy with Christmas. And she has a conversation later. Nicole and Christmas have a conversation later where, at least at the beginning, it is abundantly clear how upset Nicole is with Christmas, which to me really solidified that Nicole is willing and wants to vote Christmas out of the house, even though in this conversation with Cody, they talk about how Tyler still is a big threat. And he is someone who needs to go ideally next, I think, in their eyes.
Yeah. All I'm going to say is, first, Ian did the ultimate betrayal, and then Ian left. Then Danny did the ultimate betrayal, and then Danny left. Now Christmas did an ultimate betrayal, and who's leaving this week if she doesn't win the veto? Uh-oh.
There's something to this.
Don't betray Nicole.
We know she has friends in high places.
All right. So, yes, he says he doesn't think Memphis will use the veto based on the conversation he had with him earlier, that he feels like, probably not, like, it doesn't vibe with the sort of image that Memphis is trying to portray at the very least. And yes, Nicole agrees that, that Tyler should stay, because if Memphis is targeting him, but not targeting Christmas, then who was Memphis going to target? It's going to be her. So she's like, okay, it makes sense. Makes sense for Christmas to go. Tyler talks to Enzo. He lets him know that he's going to go up on the block probably here, and that they need to win the veto. Enzo, if you win this thing, you need to use it on me. And Enzo's like, yeah, I'll vote to keep you for sure.
Yeah, we're just going to gloss over the whole veto part, okay? Are we, Enzo?
He's like, if I win, yo, we'll have to be like, Cody, what's going on now? And Tyler's like, well, yeah, but you'll have to use it. Because Nicole will vote me out. You know, what will probably happen is that Memphis will vote me out, and then Nicole will vote me out, and then Cody will pretend to be mad about it to make sure that he doesn't end up on the block next to Nicole. He'll be like, oh no, Nicole, I can't believe you betrayed me. And this is what I like about Tyler, is that like he always also thinks through like worst case scenario, and like if other people were playing potentially optimally, what would they be doing? Unfortunately, he just can't see through Enzo.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, exactly. Which, you know, I think that the triple eviction vote should give him at least a little bit of evidence, right, Tyler, of where Enzo stands, especially considering the fact that we saw them in the hallway for like a good, I don't know, 15, 20 seconds talking over what they were going to do. Enzo goes in there and doesn't vote with you, Tyler, right? Like that should give him pause and also then heighten his senses to look for those little things during his conversations with Enzo about like, oh, he's not going to use the veto on me, right? Like, am I getting this feeling that he is not 100% having my back? Because the way that Tyler sees it, Nicole and Cody are a pair. Christmas and Memphis are a pair, meaning that Tyler thinks that him and Enzo should therefore be a pair. And that would be optimal for both Enzo and himself. Unfortunately, he doesn't realize that Enzo has all of these other connections within the house.
Mm-hmm. And now I will say, and I talked about this earlier in the season, especially with like Devon and Bailey, like, there are circumstances where I'd prefer you're blind and loyal than seeing the truth and not showing loyalty. And this is kind of one of those situations for Tyler, where if Tyler wasn't so loyal to Enzo right now, he'd be going home. The only reason they're keeping him is because he hasn't seen through Enzo yet. And if he showed at any sign that he saw through Enzo, any sign that he might put Enzo on the block next week, they would get rid of him in a heartbeat. So he is clinging to life in this game based on the fact that either he doesn't see that Enzo is betraying him, or he's pretending to not see that Enzo is betraying him. And I'm more inclined to believe he doesn't see it.
No, I think that's a great point. I think in it was Cody who said in one of his conversations with Nicole that he's 55-45 on this vote split right now of who, in terms of who he wants to go home, 55% leaning towards Christmas going home, but it's 45 towards Tyler, right? Like any little thing that could cause suspicion, I think may potentially flip the vote, but we'll have to see.
Mm-hmm. So, and Tyler says, I can't believe Cody's putting me up. Enzo says he must have something with Nicole, yo. And Tyler's like, well, he must have something in Memphis too. You know, Tyler's definitely thinking through like where Cody is in the game. I don't know exactly what Tyler would do next week. It probably depends on what happens with Memphis this week. But the point for the entire reason that they're getting Christmas out is that they don't think he'll put up Enzo, which does seem to still be the case here. Cody and Christmas have a conversation about Christmas going up on the block. Christmas is telling the story of the triple eviction as well. She tells it a little bit differently. She says that Tyler is the one that started it all, that it was Tyler's thing, that he came to her and he made her do this. And she thought Enzo was in because he said, let's go, yo. She feels duped. She feels like Tyler tricked her into not trusting Nicole when Nicole was truly a loyal ally. And Tyler's the one that really got in her head about Nicole and wanted her to get Nicole gone.
I mean, of course, it makes sense for Christmas to throw Tyler under the bus here in this situation. But I don't actually know what happened. Like, what is the reality of the situation in terms of who was the catalyst to try to get this vote to happen? I assume that that's something that we'll get on Monday's episode when we get some of the fallout from the triple eviction. But do you know like the real story here?
I mean, the real reason that Christmas stopped trusting Nicole, Tyler was definitely trying to get her to stop trusting Nicole. Tyler failed. Tyler couldn't get her to not trust Nicole. It was actually Memphis that got her to not trust Nicole during Memphis's HOH week, when Memphis told her that Nicole was in tight with Bailey. And then all of the stuff that Danny was doing, and that Nicole and Danny were super tight. And then Christmas started associating Nicole with Danny. And then Tyler then jumped on top of that. Now now that Christmas didn't trust Nicole anymore, he was like, yes, Nicole needs to go as well as Danny. And Christmas agreed with that. So I can see where in Christmas's mind, like, Tyler was really pushing that Nicole should go, and that maybe she should blame Tyler for that. Maybe she even does to some degree in her own mind. But he actually wasn't able to get her to go against Nicole until the Memphis HOH week, when all of that stuff happened and Memphis told her that information. So,
right. I guess I was thinking more in terms of, like, I mean, I believe that probably Tyler was the one, because there was all this groundwork, regardless of whether or not it was Tyler or Memphis who was doing it. But my assumption that it was Tyler who said something to flip on Nicole, right?
Well, so yes, then in the triple eviction, mm-hmm. I believe what Cody said, that they came up with, like, they came both wanted to do it. Yeah. Like, yeah. Okay. I don't think Tyler was like, we need to do this. I think that Christmas was like, we need to do this. And Tyler was like, I agree. Or vice versa. Like, I don't think that either one of them wanted it more than the other. I think that they both really wanted Nicole to go. And they both thought that Enzo would be on board, because they both talked to Enzo about it.
And he said in the triple eviction,
he said, let's go.
Let's go. Which is, I think, my favorite. The phrase keeps getting repeated. Like, I think when Christmas talks to Nicole later, she's like, but Enzo said, let's go, which, as we all know, in Enzo language means I'm committed to this. Let's do it. Unfortunately, I don't think, you know, she realized what Enzo was saying. Let's go too. But let's go. Casey would be crushed.
Now we are going to take a quick break for our sponsors, and we'll be right back.
Discover why critics are calling Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes the best film of the franchise.
What a wonderful day!
It's a jaw-dropping spectacle that demands to be seen on the biggest screen possible.
We need to go.
Hang on. It is our time.
Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes, now playing only in theaters. Rated PG-13. Some material may be inappropriate for children under 13.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
And we're back. So let's get back to the show. So that's basically the conversation between Cody and Christmas. Cody talks to Enzo. He's like, Christmas's story was all over the place. She was like, she said, because Christmas claimed that she talked to Tyler first, but he saw her talk to Tyler, or no, maybe it was the other way around. Either first or last, but he saw the opposite, that it was actually the opposite. Cody says, look, either way, the key here is that we don't screw up the relationship with Memphis. Enzo's like, I'll just be straight up with Memphis, yo. I got to clip Christmas, yo, because you're too close to her, yo, that I want you to myself, yo. That's it. And it's like, I don't know if that's the right wording, Enzo.
Well, that, and like, I'll believe it when I see it, if he does decide to go that route.
Yeah. But they talk to that. They go into detail about, again, why Christmas needs to go. And Cody even says, like, if Christmas wasn't so tight with Memphis, I'd have easily targeted Tyler here. Like, Tyler is the better player. He's the better competitor. I would love to take out Tyler here. The only reason I can't is because it just doesn't make sense to that Christmas is too close to Memphis. And this is what we're going to continue to fall back on probably all week long, is that Christmas versus Tyler, you'd think every day of the week you'd take out Tyler, but it makes sense to keep him around for just one more week when Christmas is so tight with Memphis. And then again, they have to talk through how are we going to manage this with Memphis throughout the week so that he doesn't get pissed off and ruin the advantage. Because the basically worst case scenario is that Memphis and Tyler team up, and then there was no point in getting rid of Christmas the whole time.
Mm-hmm. Right. I think the likelihood of that happening is probably pretty low, but Memphis is going to feel really slighted. You know, he feels betrayed by Christmas because of what happened. But later in the day, he's still advocating to Enzo that, like, look, Christmas has to stay. OK, like, we're getting rid of Tyler this week. You know, between Memphis, Cody and Enzo, they've talked about, look, we'll handle this after the veto, blah, 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 after veto. But that's going to be, you know, it's almost like, oh, that's a problem for future me. Like, that really is going to be a problem for future Enzo and future Cody, you know, depending on how the veto plays out.
Yes. Dolores in the chat is asking, why doesn't Cody just take Memphis out? The problem with that is that Cody also suspects that Tyler and Christmas have had a final two, which they have. And while they may be throwing each other under the bus to some degree right now, if Memphis goes home, they would also team up against each other. So that it's basically Cody, Nicole, and Enzo. That's the trio. And then there's another three players. It's Christmas, Tyler, and Memphis. And what Cody is trying to do is ensure that those three players don't team up. Christmas is the glue between Tyler and Memphis. And if Christmas goes, Tyler and Memphis is the only combination of those three that might not team up in the following week. And as long as they're not teamed up, that means the other one is an option for the block. And if that's true, then the other three will probably have the votes to keep each other no matter what happens. So that's the goal. Now, again, the tricky part is maintaining the status quo, making sure that Tyler and Memphis don't end up teaming up. And then ideally that they'd be targeting each other outright. That's the ideal. That's true status quo. And then also they need to manage this veto. They need to make sure Christmas goes home. Christmas doesn't win the veto. They also have to make sure that Memphis doesn't win the veto and use the veto on Christmas, because if he uses the veto on Christmas, then Cody would be forced to put Nicole up on the block, and then Memphis and Christmas could vote Nicole out of the game if they realize that's real worst case scenario, because then all three of the Memphis, Tyler, Christmas trio could get together, vote out Nicole, and now it's 3-on-2, Cody and Enzo. That's true worst case scenario. The biggest thing they need to do is to make sure that Memphis doesn't use the veto on Christmas.
Mm-hmm. Which at the moment, the way that I hear Memphis speak, it doesn't sound like he would use the veto. But, you know, he was willing to throw Christmas under the bus in the early morning. And then by the afternoon, evening, he was like, you know, of course we have to keep Christmas, of course. And so I think it's definitely still a possibility that he would use it. I think this week, much like many weeks, when we get down to the, you know, the final weeks of the game, it comes down to the POV.
Yes. And Christmas is going to give them an assist on this one as well. So Christmas talks to Memphis. She says, it's me and Tyler on the block. Memphis says, you should be good. We just need to make sure he doesn't win the veto. I'm going to try really hard to win. Okay, that sounds good. Christmas talks to Nicole, and she explains the whole story to Nicole, that it was all Tyler, that she thought Enzo said, let's go. She thought Memphis wanted a certain thing. And Nicole's like, oh, thank you for telling me the truth. This is actually a good conversation, but it's just a repeat of the one with Cody. Nicole believes it a lot more than Cody does, though. Enzo talks to Christmas. Christmas says, I think I'm going up on the block. Enzo says, ah, Cody must be tight with Nicole then, yo. It's like literally exactly what he keeps saying, exactly what Cody told him to. She explains the vote thing to him, and Enzo says, yo, that's that we should be good this week, yo. That's what the wise guys are for, yo. That's it. That's why we're here. And it's so embarrassing to me watching Christmas, like, you know, talk about the wise guys, you know, as her saving grace in the game, that she feels like the wise guys are going to save her, and, you know, wise guys strong, and she's not even a guy, and, you know.
Well, I especially, yeah, because knowing, like, oh, but there's the other wise guys. So for some reason, it makes it like super ironic when she uses the phrase wise guys. No, it's so funny. And Enzo, I think also in this conversation was talking about when they're talking about Cody and Nicole, and Enzo is still on the whole, but Nicole's got to win shit, yo. Like, Nicole's got to win competitions. Cody must be so like upset that she's not winning competitions. It's like, oh, this is the Enzo I've seen all season.
Which is funny because like sometimes he slips and he says that, but in the wrong direction, like when they're talking about Nicole being an enemy, and he's like, yeah, but she's got to win stuff, yo. And they're like, yeah, but we don't want her to. She's not going to win stuff. Like, that's what we want. And he's like, yeah, she's not going to win stuff, yo. That's it. He's like, whoops.
Oh, Enzo.
Yeah. Christmas says, look, as long as he doesn't win the veto, as long as Tyler doesn't win the veto, we're fine. Like, you don't even need to use it. I deserve to be up on the block. I screwed up. I went after Nicole and I shouldn't have gone after Nicole. I deserve to be up here next to Tyler, as long as because we're sending Tyler home. I've got the wise guys. Wise guys have me keeping me safe. Wise guys strong. Tyler's obviously going to go. So as long as he doesn't win the veto, I'm safe no matter what. And I don't want to put you guys in a spot where you have to expose yourselves or make Cody put somebody else on the block, like one of you two, when you guys don't deserve to be up here. I do, because I'm the one that screwed up. So you don't even need to use the veto, Enzo. And you know what? I might not even use the veto on myself. I don't even want to use the veto. I don't want to have to make one of you go up on the block next to Tyler when I'm the one that screwed up. And Enzo's like, no, yo, you got to use it on yourself. And she's like, I don't know. I'll think about it. And he's like, Yeah, it is a big decision, yo. It is.
This is like soul crushing. Christmas, this is not a team sport. Repeat after me. Big Brother is not a team sport. I think it doesn't help that she has Memphis also just constantly encouraging her that, like, don't worry, Tyler only has himself playing for the veto. The rest of us, you know, you have multiple people. So, look, I don't know what's going through Christmas's head. Ugh. No one can ever know. Jingle bells, I guess, is the only thing, because
this is the exact logic Marcellus used. He didn't want to use the veto on himself because he didn't want somebody else, you know, aka Danielle or Lisa, to have to sit on the block next to Amy. He felt like Amy was his responsibility, that it was, he had to sit there to deal with, you know, bad behavior, Amy. And that's why he didn't do it. And then Jason said he should have used the veto, man.
Oh, my God. Julie Chen is going to get a stick with a little hand on the end and just like smack or the card, just stick the card on the end and then reach all the way across the stage when Christmas gets evicted this week, if that were really to happen. In my heart of hearts, I just have such a hard time believing that she genuinely wouldn't use it. But this is Christmas, so who knows?
Yeah, I mean, this is Christmas. I'm a little bit rooting for Christmas to win the veto now, because if she didn't use it, that would be big. I would enjoy that personally.
I would really get into the holiday spirit if that were to happen. Yes. Hang up the lights early, baby.
Yeah. Especially like, please, just somebody in there needs to know the show well enough, just to, at least a little bit well enough, to just say, as harsh as it is, Christmas, should he use that veto?
That would be iconic.
All right. So they also talk about Christmas says that Nicole is being, this is when they're talking about Nicole is not winning, you know. Nicole is being carried. That they agree that Nicole will probably win if she's sitting next to Cody in the end, because she hasn't won anything, hasn't had to piss anybody off, and they're expecting a bitter jury.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the bitter jury conversation, you know, has been popping up from time to time, like people recognizing that they think that the jury has been very bitter based on, you know, behavior from Devon and Kevin and the way that they went out of the house. So I think that's something that's definitely at the forefront of people's minds.
Mm-hmm. So Tyler and Christmas do go on the block in the nomination ceremony. Afterwards, Tyler and Christmas talk just a little bit. Tyler's basically like, one of us, you need to win the veto. They talk about the vote and how it didn't work. It's mostly them kind of just like pretending that they're still on board. I think Tyler is much more still on board than Christmas is. Christmas thinks that she has a better offer. I do kind of think about, like, if Christmas had told Tyler about the wise guys, could they have operated differently with the information that Enzo was dealing out around with Memphis and making these other things and not telling him about it? Could they have figured something else out in the last few weeks? You know, it's something to think about, but this is where they are now.
I think that's interesting, because the way that I saw it unfold originally was that Christmas was already kind of bailing on Tyler, mm-hmm. because Tyler had won, decided to try to quit the game at one point in time. That's going to shake your confidence in your ally, especially when it's your HOH week. And so I think that she was already starting to bail on him from the get-go. So when she got the wise guy's offer, well, then that makes sense. And so then she's already sort of committed to that and wasn't willing to think about, okay, let me just take a step back and reevaluate all my options. She had already written Tyler off and was just willing to go with the wise guys, regardless of anything else that would happen, because she already felt burned by Tyler.
Yeah, and really the same goes for Tyler never telling Christmas about Triple Threat. Like, mm-hmm. If we're looking at, like, what is the difference between Cody and Enzo and Tyler and Christmas, or even Cody and Nicole and Tyler and Christmas, I think a big part of it is Cody and Enzo told each other about almost everything. Cody and Nicole told each other about almost everything. There's trust there. There was never a lot of trust between Tyler and Christmas. And if they had shared the information, Tyler's in a final three with Enzo and Cody called Triple Threat. Christmas is in a final three with Enzo and Memphis called the Wise Guys. Then they would have been able to compare those notes and realize that Enzo has his fingers in a lot of these, you know, honey pots. I don't know, honey jars. I'm thinking about Winnie the Pooh.
Why?
Gotta get the honey, yo. What is a Winnie the Pooh saying? I don't even know.
I don't know. It's like he's.
Oh, bother.
Oh, bother. Yeah. Okay. Oh, bother, yo.
Oh, bother, yo. That's it. That's the thing. Like, that's the value of a final two partner is that you are able, especially one that was a secret, is that you're able to spread out, you're able to separate and gather information and trust each other with that information. And if they had been able to trust each other with that information, they could have been playing this game differently. But not the case.
In retrospect, really, the Tyler Christmas final two was in a final two in name only. I mean, I'm trying to think of, like, really when they utilized each other in a fashion that most final twos operate in, right? The sharing information, going over game plans, like, really, apart from just sort of the general week to week kind of stuff. Like, it didn't feel like anything more than just this auxiliary relationship. And maybe that was because of everything that happened the week that Bailey and Devon were on the block and Tyler did try to leave. And that sort of irreversibly damaged their relationship. But yeah, I agree with you. It's actually now funny to talk about them having a final two and having Dani announce during her speech, like, oh, they had a final two, because it doesn't even feel like a final two.
Mm-hmm. So Nicole and Cody have a conversation. Nicole tells him about the conversation she had with Christmas, where Christmas explained the triple eviction vote. And she says she kind of believes Christmas's explanation. Cody's like, nah, they're both lying. Don't fall for that. But Nicole says she feels like she'd rather take out Tyler, but it does make a little more sense to take out Christmas. She gets that side of it, but her gut is telling her that Tyler needs to go and that she feels like she might be able to win Christmas back over.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. You know, props to Christmas for really, like, sitting through that conversation that she had earlier. So, like, the contents are honestly not that important. I mean, they was the rehash of the conversation earlier between Cody and Christmas. But Christmas really puts in the work to try to rebuild that relationship. And I think the fact that Tyler is such a good game player and has sort of been on the outs of that group for so long, you fall back into, oh, yeah, Tyler. It makes sense to send Tyler out. And so I think that ultimately, Nicole will end up going with whatever Cody wants, but she's willing to vocalize her suspicions here.
Mm-hmm. Memphis talks to Christmas again, and Christmas says, look, I don't even care if I stay on the block as long as Tyler doesn't win. And look, I get it. If you don't want to use the veto and expose yourself, you don't have to. I don't need you to use the veto. I'm fine staying on the block. We know the Wise Guys have the votes. I don't want to have to force, you know, Enzo on the block or something like that, or you'd have to expose yourself by using the veto on me. So you don't need to use the veto on me. And this is, I mean, this is another situation where it's like, you know, oof. Christmas should see this. She should see that if he uses the veto that somebody else, and I think she probably thinks that Enzo will go on the block, but it's not going to be Enzo. You get Cody to have to choose at the very least, get him to put somebody else up. And then, hey, if it is Nicole, now you have an option. Now you have, if you're able to take Nicole out this week, Christmas, then you have Memphis, Tyler, and Enzo still, theoretically, you know, according to your own beliefs, and you're in a great spot. Why are you doing this? Why are you doing this? And then I'm thinking back to Big Brother 19 when she's in the final three and she's telling Paul and Josh, look, you don't need to take me. It's fine. I don't want to have to force you guys to choose like that. And I'm like, ah, Christmas, are you really repeating the mistakes of your past just like every other player in this game?
Yes. The answer is yes. Wasn't she in love with Paul that season? Like, is she in love with Memphis this season? Maybe, you know, who knows?
I mean, there's some chemistry there. Let's be real.
That's true. Maybe we'll get that segment as we get a little bit closer to the end.
Although I say that people also said that about Cody and Danny, but Memphis doesn't really like Christmas and Cody never really liked Danny.
Yeah, exactly. A little one-sided, perhaps. Yeah, this was so frustrating. Like, Christmas, come on. You know, like, it doesn't matter at this point. You are down to the final six.
It doesn't even
matter. It doesn't even matter, yo. Oh, bother, yo. Like, you just have to go for it. So, yeah, incredibly frustrating to hear her say these types of things.
Mm-hmm. So this really shuts down the biggest fear that Cody might have if Memphis wins and Christmas is really willing to, like, let Memphis don't even need to use it. It would not be good for Christmas. That's close enough, right? That's close enough to her not using it on herself. Nicole talks to Enzo. She has a similar conversation that she did with Cody where she says, look, my gut is telling me that Tyler should go here. And I see a little bit why we need to take out Christmas. And Enzo's like, I could go either way, yo. But the way I see it, yo, like, Tyler targets Memphis, Memphis targets Tyler. Like, that's it, yo. And she's like, yeah, that makes sense. She goes back to Cody. She's like, you know, you and Enzo are right. It just doesn't make sense to keep Christmas because if Tyler is not going to put Enzo on the block, that even if Tyler puts you and me on the block, then if one of us wins the veto or Enzo wins the veto, or like if one of us wins the veto, then Memphis goes up on the block next to one of us instead of Enzo. So then we're in a better spot, right? Like, we're getting, at least getting Memphis on the block. Whereas if Christmas is here, she's never putting Memphis on the block. It's always going to be one of the three of us.
Did I miss when Nicole and Enzo became such close BFFs?
It's by default because Enzo voted to keep her. Like, she feels so grateful that Enzo saved her life in this game. And so she is, like, all on board with keeping, you know, Enzo is ride or die at this point, and everybody else is dead to her.
Yeah. Okay. All right. That makes sense. Yeah. Yeah. Christmas is dead to me. Tyler is dead to me. So that's two people. And then, you know, Memphis put her on the block. So I guess you're right. By default, that leaves Enzo and Cody as her final three.
Yeah. It's the core three.
The core three. Poor Danny.
So Memphis and Enzo also had a conversation. Memphis says, all right, look, best case scenario is Christmas wins the veto. Christmas wins the veto. And then Cody puts Nicole up on the block. Because then we don't have to show our cards by voting to keep Christmas. Because if what happens is if the nominations stay the same, then Cody might come to us and be like, hey, I want Christmas out. And we're going to have to, like, sit him down and say, no, sorry. It kind of shows our cards a little bit. So ideally, Christmas wins the veto. Nicole goes on the block, and then we can vote out Tyler. And that would be best case scenario. And Enzo's like, yeah, yo, that's it, yo. And so what it's looking like right now, not only would Memphis probably not use the veto on Christmas if he won it, but he's also probably going to be throwing this competition. I also think Enzo is going to be throwing this competition. I forgot to mention this earlier because Tyler keeps telling Enzo, you got to use it on me if you win, man. You got to use it on me if you win, which I think is a mistake. Wait until Enzo wins, then ask him to use it on you. If you ask him to use it on you first and he's not really on your side, then that's just encouraging him to throw this veto, which maybe you want him to if you feel like, look, from Tyler's perspective, he would rather Enzo throw the veto than win the veto and not use it because he thinks he's going home if the veto isn't used. But the reality is the worst case scenario is Christmas winning, and anything that Tyler does to increase the odds of Christmas winning is actually worse for him. So even though his odds of winning go up, the odds of Christmas winning also go up. And so it's actually worse for him if Enzo throws.
Yes. Right. Okay. So, so even though Enzo throwing would increase the odds of Tyler winning, from what we know, seeing all of the pieces, it's actually better that the veto is either not used or Tyler uses it. I mean, from Tyler's perspective, right? And so, so even if Enzo wins it and doesn't use the veto, that's beneficial to Tyler, even though he at this moment doesn't see that because he feels that Nicole will betray him and he will be voted out this week if the veto is unused. Yes. Okay. That makes sense.
Yes. Because if Christmas wins, Tyler's done no matter what. Whereas any other scenario, he should be fine. But it looks like Memphis may also try to throw it, although he probably wouldn't throw it unless he felt like Christmas would win. So that, you know, Memphis not using it on Christmas thing might still come into play. But still interesting. Memphis pushing hard to make sure Christmas stays with Enzo. Enzo not yet ready to start, you know, putting the work in to be like, yeah, well, we're voting Christmas out.
That would be interesting. This was really funny. This is like part of my Memphis watch, right? Because that's why I was like curious to know. And so when he starts pushing it, I then really started watching for Enzo's language and the way that he was communicating. Because when Enzo is all in on a plan, and I think you've said this before, Taryn, Enzo doesn't just say, oh, yeah, yo, blah, whatever his like set of catchphrases is. He actually contributes to the conversation. But in this conversation with Memphis, he was doing just that. He was using those catchphrases. He wasn't willing to actually participate in the conversation, which again solidifies for me that Enzo truly is on the side of Cody and wants to take out Christmas this week. So Memphis is in for a rude awakening when this conversation happens after the veto ceremony, assuming noms stay the same, and they have to sit Memphis down and be like, look, Gramps, this is not your time anymore. We're moving on as a nation, and it's time for Christmas to be voted out.
Which is funny because now I've been saying, you know, one of Memphis's catchphrases, because Memphis has some, it doesn't matter. It doesn't even matter. Doesn't even matter. And in this conversation, Memphis breaks. He just like something in his brain breaks. He's talking to Enzo and he's like, so if Tyler goes, then if we get Nicole out, we're just facing off against Nicole in the HOH next week. We get Nicole out next week. Then all of the wise guys are in the final four. And then it doesn't even matter what happened. It doesn't even matter. It doesn't even matter. And Enzo's like, doesn't even matter, yo. It doesn't even matter.
This is like one of those toys that has the like pull catchphrases on the back that the string got stuck. And then he just kept repeating the same phrase over and over and over again. But I mean, from Memphis's perspective and what he thinks Enzo's perspective is too, is like, bro, we have two final threes. Why would we not want to go to the end with our two final threes? Because then we are guaranteed to be in the final two, right?
Yeah.
So, yeah.
He doesn't realize he's been outmaneuvered. That Enzo and Cody have three final threes.
Yep.
Enzo, Cody, Memphis. Enzo, Cody, Tyler. Enzo, Cody, Nicole.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And if they take out Christmas, then they've made it to the final five, and it doesn't even matter.
And it doesn't, Taryn, it doesn't even matter.
I'm not even joking about this conversation. You can go, I don't have the timestamp for it, but like he literally just keeps saying it. And it's so funny because he's used this phrase dismissively to other people so many times in this game where they're trying to explain something to me. And he's like, it doesn't matter. It doesn't even matter. And now he's just like, it's like he's slowly realizing that if he gets to the final four with these people, and then it doesn't even matter. Like, this is everything I wanted. It doesn't matter. Nothing matters.
Oh my gosh. I think the conversation, it was around an Eastern time, like 12:10 or something, I think, when the conversation starts or something like that. So, but yeah, I don't know. Maybe this was Memphis doing his different acting versions of different lines, you know, and a director is like, okay, but give it to me a little bit more like this. And he like goes through the realization moment of like, oh, and it doesn't even matter. So dramatic. In the end, it didn't even matter. Yeah. That's right.
So that was basically it. Tyler and Enzo talked more late into the night. And Tyler talked more about, like, you need to use the veto on me. I can't believe Cody put me up, stuff like that. Cody talked to the cameras a bit, but for the most part here, Cody talking to the cameras about, like, I can't believe Nicole invited half this cast to her wedding and I wasn't.
Yeah, that's hilarious. And that also is a little bit of a sticking point, like when he talks about Danny and Nicole's relationship, yeah. Right? It's like, so her real final two, she got an invite to the wedding.
Yeah, I can't. I think in a small way, he's essentially saying, like, I can't believe Danny and Nicole are super tight friends. She got an invite to the wedding. I didn't. And I got Nicole to pick me over Danny.
Oh, that's so funny. Don't worry, Cody. You're not missing out.
Yeah. So that's basically it. Leanna, anything else you wanted to bring up?
No, I think that's everything.
All right. Well, that's what we have for you from yesterday. I will, of course, be back later tonight for the Legacy Watch Roundtable. We lost three people on Thursday. So we're going to see where they land in the overall Legacy Watch. See if Danny has any further to fall. She last ended up just above Keisha in the middle tier of the Legacy Watch. I wonder if Danny or Keisha will prevail here between the two of them now that Danny's out of the game. Make sure you tune in tonight. I'll, of course, be back tomorrow morning at 11 a.m. Eastern to update you on everything that happens today on the Big Brother 22 live feeds. The veto should be happening today. Very important. There are certain events that could happen with the veto that would cause some things to shift. And then even if the status quo happens, there's still a lot of maneuvering that needs to be done in terms of what's going to happen with Memphis and all of that. So should be an interesting one tomorrow. And then Monday we'll have the HOH and nomination episode of Big Brother 22, and we'll recap that for you guys. You can find me on Twitter if you want to find me there. Also, if you want to find the survey for the Legacy Watch on Twitter, it's at Armstrong Taren. You can also find me on Twitch, twitch.tv/Taren Armstrong. Liana, where can people find you?
You can find me on Twitter at Liana RHAP. Puya and I are back talking about The Masked Singer, so check that out. But I'm also partnering with the nonprofit Supermajority to have a discussion tonight with our very own LFCR member, Melissa Denny, fabulous Lita Broman, Chantel, and Mari from the class of 2020 to talk about gender and reality television. And then we're going to do a text banking session for voting because, hey, guess what? There's an election coming up and it's important that we all exercise our right to vote. So go to my Twitter to find out information on how to sign up for that. I think it's going to be a really great time. That's at 5 p.m. Eastern tonight. Discussion is an hour with followed by the text banking session. So should be good. Do our part, contribute. So definitely check that out on my Twitter, which is at Liana RHAP.
All right. Thank you guys so much for joining us. We'll see you next time.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm gonna make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you wanna get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. ChumbaCasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.